Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Terence Rattigan. T-E-R-E-N-C-E, Terence Rattigan. R-A-T-T-I-G-A-N. Now the dates of Terence Rattigan are from 1911 to 1977. Now he was a British dramatist as well as a screenwriter. And it is said that he was a master of the well-made play. Master of the well-made play. Now I'll explain what is a well-made play in a minute. Now before that, just know that Rattigan was one of England's most popular mid-20th century dramatists. So when you read about post-World War II era drama, definitely read about the works of Terence Rattigan. And his plays are typically set in an upper middle class background. Upper middle class background. As far as his personal life is concerned, Terence Rattigan was a, it is said that he was a troubled homosexual who saw himself as an outsider, and he also wrote a number of plays which centered on issues of sexual frustration, failed relationships, and also plays about a world of repression and reticence. Now, what is the meaning of reticence? Now, reticence just means a kind of unwillingness to do something or talk about something. R-E-T-I-C-E-N-C-E. Reticence. Before that, I also talked about well-made play. So, ye well-made play kya hota hai? See, well-made play is a kind of well-constructed play, but which has a predetermined pattern. And it aims at a very neat kind of plot and theatrical effectiveness. But often it is very very mechanical and also stereotyped. So, usse kehte hain well-made play. And the technical formula of the well-made play was developed by French playwright called Eugenie Scribe. E-U-G-E-N-E, Eugenie Scribe, S-C-R-I-B-E. But broadly, matlab yehi hota hai that something which has a predetermined plot. And often it is stereotyped and mechanical. So, Terence Rattigan is known for the well-made play. Now, some of the important plays which he wrote are, the first is The Winslow Boy. Winslow Boy. After that, The Browning Version. This came out in 1948. Uske baad, The Deep Blue Sea. This came out in 1952. And after that, Separate Tables. Separate Tables, which came out in 1954. Now, let me also tell you that Rattigan's works, you know, plays were treated very coldly, you know, very, let's say, critically by critics, because they saw these plays as being very unadventurous. And these plays only catered to undemanding middle class taste. Now, let me quote a critic who describes the works of Terence Rattigan. Quote, the plays of Terence Rattigan, from the comedy French Without Tears, this is also a play, which came out in 1936, from the comedy French Without Tears to the highly moral dramas of The Browning Version, this is also a play, The Browning Version, and The Winslow Boy in the 1940s, and on to In Praise of Love, which came out in 1973, In Praise of Love, have been heavily criticized for playing to the mindless average audience, symbolized in the figure of Aunt Edna. Aunt Edna is a character. But ironically, it was Rattigan himself who invented this mythical middle bro figure. The Aunt Edna mentality probably never saw the deeper sense of solitude, injustice, and quiet desperation, which are at the heart of Rattigan's carefully crafted plays. Unquote. So look at these phrases, that he has been criticized heavily for playing to the mindless average audience. Symbolized in the figure of Aunt Edna, E-D-N-A. Ye ek character ka naam hai. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important works by Terence Rattigan. For instance, French Without Tears, ye bhi ek important play hai. After that, Winslow Boy, I told you about. Separate Tables. After that, The Browning Version. The Browning Version. And then, In Praise of Love. In Praise of Love. And also remember that he is known for the well-made plays.